This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke to G7 leaders virtually today, saying he wants Russia's war against his country over by the end of this year and asking for more help to end the conflict. It's been 4 months since Russian troops first invaded Ukraine. Since then, Western countries have targeted Russian banks and businesses with sanctions, cut off Russia's access to its foreign reserves, and essentially unplugged the country from the global financial system. The point of all this, of course, was to apply enough economic pressure that Russia would be forced to end its war. And that obviously has not happened. Marketplace's Savannah Marr checks in on the state of the Russian economy.
World leaders didn't expect their blitz of sanctions to immediately halt Russia's war machine, says Chris Miller with Tufts University's Fletcher School.
They wanted to limit Russia's ability to fund its military over the medium term and limit its ability to acquire components for defense production.
And by those measures, he says the sanctions are having an impact.
The collapse in Russia's imports is beginning to be felt.
Miller says those imports are down by about half, which means product shortages for ordinary Russians and slowdowns in manufacturing.
The Russian firms are struggling to source some of the components that they need for production,
including production of weapons and military technology.
And this is just going to accelerate.
And then there's the news that Russia has defaulted on its foreign debt. Alina Rybakova, deputy chief economist at the Institute of International Finance, says this milestone is more symbolic than anything, in part because Russia doesn't have a lot of foreign debt.
It's like defaulting on $20, you know, that you owe a friend.
And because Russia has plenty of cash from its oil and gas sales to pay those debts. We just won't let them do it. Western countries have blocked Russia from using international payment networks.
You know, it's not a significant macroeconomic event by itself. What is significant is Russia's becoming a pariah state.
G7 countries are considering a price cap on Russian oil and planning to ban imports of Russian gold, which would reinforce this pariah status, says Tim Ash at Blue Bay Asset Management in London.
You know, the West will diversify aggressively away from Russian energy and commodities.
Ash says much of that diversification will be permanent. And that means
less investment, less growth, fewer jobs. I would think stagnation and decline is probably the outlook for Russia.
Ash says sanctions aren't likely to bring an end to the war anytime soon, but the damage to Russia's economy could be long-lasting. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.